okay, is there anything like existence at all? What is this existence? Well, let's look what our experience is. We get born and take a deep breath. And we can feel, and we can hear, and we can see. And all these senses are little by little developing or continuing to develop after we are born to experience the world. These are our doors of perception. Our senses are the doors of perception. What a richness! If you have only one sense that works, already that is so overwhelming. If you can only see, this already is so overwhelming. If you could only hear, this is so overwhelming. And now look at us. We can see, we can hear, we can taste, we can touch, we can smell. God is a genius to provide us with these opportunities to experience in this world. So we live our lives. We start breathing in and we experience the world and we get the experiences growing up in our family and at the schools and with our friends. And we learn. And often we get hurt and we find our way to cope. And we grow up, we get married, we may get children, all of that. We grow old and dissolve. How real is all of this? How do we know what is real? We know what is real because we can feel it, because we believe it. That is how, again, we measure reality. And we say, it is so. All of our experiences, all of existence, all of life can only be in time and space. And when we go to the root of, hey, what is that time? And what is that space? You will all go to the root from your innermost experience, and you will come to see what is this time, and you will come to see that it holds no inherent reality at all. It is a mental construction. Nothing. Nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. No matter what is happening, how lofty, how horrible, when you go to the innermost essence of all experiences, there's nothing but silence, untouchable silence. Nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. Ever.